you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
All right, your high today going to be about 40 degrees. I ran to Ryan McPike, by the way, the meteorologist for Action 3. I didn't ask him a question. I think those weather guys hate to be asked questions. But I said, hey, what do you think? Winter weather next week? Type of drive stuff? And he goes, ah, yeah, winter weather. I'm like, all right, so 20, 30, 40. He's like, 20, 30, 40.
Are you just saying what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it won't be worse than this week.
This week's bad. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's going to be cutting right through you.
Lows
next
in the
week, not so much.
Because it's blowing through. But we'll get by because it's for a great cause. And I think people's hearts are more sympathetic when the weather's cold.
I agree.
We're going to be standing outside all weekend. It's the least we could do. If we're indoors, all warm, people aren't motivated. People do get fired up when we're standing in the cold with our volunteers.
And we don't mind being outside.
All you got to do is drive by in your warm car, open the window, and throw us the diapers. We'll put it in the truck. And it is nice to kind of steal some of your heat
from
your heater. Mm-hmm. You were crying at the Scott Frost press conference. I saw this TV commercial real quick on TV yesterday, and I was like, oh, my God.
What is it?
Someone's gotten onions. This is a commercial for the Humane Society in Nebraska.
Yes.
Have you seen this? Baxter the dog?
Yeah, that, you know what?
Here it is. Let's play the audio for Molly. Look at this part. I want you to stare at this and not cry.
I've seen it.
I didn't always walk this way. All crooked, like I had a few too many. It started after I suffered irreversible brain damage. I don't know what I did to make my previous owner so angry. Sure, I had a few accidents on the carpet, chewed a couple pairs of shoes, but I always tried to make up for it. Gave extra kisses, snuggled a bit closer. I'd sit and stay and wish myself invisible when the yelling got too loud. It didn't matter. I'm told that I was found unconscious that night. Amazing people gently nursed me back to health, waiting patiently by my side and surrounding me with love and the promise of safety. I was given a second chance. I once overheard a little girl ask if I'd walk straight again when I got to heaven. Maybe. But right now, I'm enjoying my little piece of heaven on earth.
Dude.
Come on.
I know.
Have you seen it?
That
oh my God.
You got it. So Molly, it is the cutest dog.
Amazing.
And there's something wrong with it. He goes, I've got so much brain damage, I can't walk straight. A kid asked me if I walk straight in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows Pam Weiss holding the dog. So it's a local ad. It's a real local TV ad with this little dog, Baxter the dog, from the Humane Society.
Oh, that is Pam Weiss's dog.
That's Pam Weiss's dog, Baxter?
Yes. Yeah, that is her dog. I do not know the... Because I saw that commercial a couple weeks ago and was crying about it. And someone said, you know, that's Pam's dog. I don't know if the dog is still... Her Baxter is still around, but I would hope so. That it's heartbreaking,
buddy.
And the way they narrate that, that could be a Friday night at my place.
What do you
know, walking down the stairs and
brain damage.
I'm going to send you the clip. It's not the audio. It's the dog.
It's the dog.
Yeah.
The camera's right
it's
on
amazing.
Him, and it is the cutest white fluffy dog, and it can't walk straight. And it has like its eyes messed up. And it's like, somebody beat me. I don't know why they beat me up so bad.
Oh,
Molly, you
got to
look it up right in front of you right now. We want to watch you
watch that. Well,
no, you don't. You look at him. He's like, I want to see you cry today. I want to see you cry. Please watch it. Listen.
I saw that ad and I'm like, that is making every person watching this start crying right now.
Well, sure. Unless you're a monster.
Yes. They need to show that to serial killers.
And then they're like, eh.
That's the ultimate test.
How adorable is that little Baxter, too? Man.
No, I didn't give him any money, but I got to figure out what I give money to.
Well, we should get a hold of Pam and find out what the deal is. She's just here, too, damn it.
Pam Weiss from the Nebraska Humane Society is in the ad holding the dog.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, man. Damn. That's a good ad. We used to make fun of that Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, my gosh.
I will remember you. And it shows a cat without an eye.
Of an angel.
Or a dog in a cage.
Like, oh! Right. And that one's sad, obviously, but a little bit exploitive.
Yeah.
This one, obviously, pulls at the heartstrings.
It's a lot of exploitive.
Oh, I don't know, though, man. It's just the one dog.
That's it. It's a story of a Baxter. You know, and he's wondering, what the hell? What the hell?
And there's a different edit in it. It's a shorter edit, the one that airs on TV, but he refers to his owner as a she. He says, I don't know what I did to make her so mad.
Oh, that's even more heartbreaking. Oh. See, that could be me. We can film me, and it could be party. Like laying by the hot tub with a...
You had to have bawled.
I did bawl. I absolutely bawled.
When are you not crying at the TV?
That's a good question.
That was one of those deals where it got me, and I was like, there was no one around me embarrassed about. But you flipped. Do you ever try and flip, and you're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to think about, like, non-crying thoughts? No. I flipped to the hockey channel to try and be like,
I sit through it.
Hockey thoughts.
I let it go. Let the flow just go down. Yeah, it's a fantastic
When are you going to get yourself
deal.
A little friend, Jeff? When are you going to get yourself, like, a little old furry companion, a little
Jeff? I can
Jeff
see you with a Baxter.
Oh, no.
Oh, you should get something. God, no. You live alone.
God, don't make it seem awful, Molly.
I like pets. I don't want to take care of one. Maybe if they handed me that little Baxter, if at the end of that ad, little Baxter was like, I can't walk straight.
I think Baxter's a star.
And my owner just keeps kicking me in the head until you come get me.
I want to get Pam to bring in old little Baxter. I want to meet Baxter.
We can make it
happen
next week.
I want to meet him. All right, 9:24. You know what? We have a New Year's Eve party going on coming up here on a New Year's Eve. Of course, we have a pair of tickets for you. If you want to go, we'll take caller number 9 right now.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, wake up. The best way to wake up. Wake up.
Channel 94.1.
Hi, Christina.
Good morning.
Good morning. We got a pair of passes for you to the biggest New Year's party, New Year's Eve party you're going to see in Omaha. Okay.
Awesome. Yay.
Yeah. Yes. Dave, are you taking? Are you involved with anyone?
I am. I'm married, and I graduated with my MBA on the 24th. So woohoo!
Celebration!
Wow. That's huge. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, because these tickets include when you do get tickets, people out there. Of course, it's food and drink.
Awesome.
It's red carpet. It is fantastic. They're bringing a DJ, you know, so if you need information, go to channel94.com. Well, it's all right there.
Your husband also deserves a night out after living through you studying.
Exactly. Husband and kids. We have 5 kids, so they're just everybody's ready.
What are you going to do with the degree? What do you do for a living?
I'm currently at First Data as a senior accountant, so.
Cool.
Okay. Congratulations. My husband is getting he's working on his MBA and he just took statistics.
It's hard.
Oh my God. I don't know what was worse, him taking statistics or living with him while he was taking statistics.
Con videos. I swear to God by them. That's what I use to help me through stats.
Really?
They go step by step by step. Yep.
Con they videos. Do. Yep. That makes
it was a nightmare. He's
all right, well,
done,
congratulations. We'll see you at the party. Hold on, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Diaper drive, do not forget. It is, geez, how many days do we got? We'll just say under 2 weeks, man. It's a week from this coming Friday before we start dropping off diapers. So hopefully you guys are getting it together.
This weekend, but the weekend after. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we have people bring us the diapers.
Yeah.
But we always, you know, invite people if you want to do your own collection and then bring them to us, do it. St. Robert Bellarmine Parish is doing a diaper collection from now through the 17th. They're going to fill their Knights of Columbus trailer and then deliver it to us on December 17th.
Okay, that's awesome.
Out at 132nd and Dodge, the Linden Market Hy-Vee. So St. Robert's Parish, it's huge.
Thank you.
All you St. Robert's people, if you want to put diapers in that trailer right now and then you guys are going to bring them to us, we love it.
Yes, we're going to be filling up that truck right there at the Linden Market Hy-Vee right in the parking lot. You're not going to be able to miss us.
Listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. All right, good morning, Husker fans. High day is going to be about 40 today.
It's nice to have an old school fight again.
Yes.
With our Iowa boss, because
it's heating up.
It hasn't been competitive. We're debating next season already. This is what people probably hate, Husker fans, but we're already debating. Is it an 8-4 season or 7-5?
I'm going to go 8-4 with
a Mark Todd is agreeing. 7-5 next year is dang good. That's probably what the low end of the standard, but we could go 8-4, maybe better. Maybe we steal one.
Yeah, it's not on.
He does this.
You're being censored. Yes.
You're being censored today. All right, just give us our moment.
He's being censured.
That's not on. The microphone's not on.
You've been censured.
Yeah, it's not working.
Take that.
All right, people.
We knew it was bad this year when traditionally the day of the Nebraska-Iowa game, the week of, Mark Todd sabotages some of our hot buttons with the Iowa fight song.
Yeah.
And he didn't even do it this year.
He lost
his passion. That's how badly it is. The passion had fallen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how far it has fallen.
How sad is that?
And I didn't even care. That just said, I forgot. I just didn't.
I felt sorry for you.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't.
It was a failure on both sides. We weren't even worried to look for it.
Right.
You didn't even bother to do it.
And we wouldn't
that was the real, like, what has happened?
And we wouldn't have even cared if you did.
And under the category, for what it's worth, I think it's a fantastic hire.
I know.
I think it's a wake up call for all the Big Ten. I think he's gonna be terrific. I really do. I watched the news conference. I think he's his youth, his excitement, his background, everything. I mean, I think it's scary for the Big Ten West.
It's exciting, also. Like you said, Mark, because the Big Ten, we need to be strong. We need to unite is a huge deal, and I think we need a Big Ten, a strong deal. We don't just need two people that are good in the whole deal.
But he's not hating on the program. What lot of the haters are hating on? The fans. They're hating on Husker fans. They're hating on...
Go ahead, hate, Mark.
What?
That's what you do.
Is that a fair assessment? Nobody's got anything against the program. They just got a beef against...
You guys hate on me, and then you turn it on me. I'm from Iowa.
Right. See, this is...
It was like there was somebody in the building one day. They said to somebody else in the building, and they said, well, you live in Nebraska. Shouldn't you be a Nebraska fan?
Well, that's not fair.
So then, and so I thought very nicely, this guy said... So you're telling me if you, as a Nebraskan, move to Pennsylvania,
you'd be
a Penn State fan? They go, well, no.
Oh,
well, okay.
Nobody says you have to root for the team.
No, and
you
I'm
just
not a
can't
hater.
Be upset, so
Don't
upset
be
and bothered that there's more Nebraska fans.
Of course,
fans
you have to be
here. This building has a lot of transplants in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
That kind of walk around sort of sometimes kind of like annoyed. Like, what's with all the Husker bluster? It's like, well, you do live in
And
state.
I am a fan. And we are, fans. So, a little bit. So,
All right. Tonight's the night to be a Jasker.
Not a Jader. A Jasker.
Because Nebraska and Creighton play.
Yeah.
They both have home games tonight.
Oh, they do? Basketball. Okay, fantastic. Tonight's North Dakota, which should be a great game. Creighton, just second half it, man. You guys can do it. Their games have been awesome from the front, but then in the end, kind of fizzled out here and there. So, we're looking forward to a win here. Top 25 team, man. All right, we'll see you in the morning.
Husker basketball.
Who are they going against?
They play Minnesota.
All right, go Scarlet.
Big Ten Network. It's also on ESPN 590.
All right, we'll see you in the morning. Have a safe day. Do yourself good.
Big Party Show. Squirrel in my fro, big party show. Breast will enlarge, big party show. The radio is on. While I'm sitting on the john.
And man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show.
This is the one and only
The Big Party Morning Show.